بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we are of course, as you know, everywhere going through the tests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called COVID, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for relief. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His protection, because nobody can protect except Allah Jalla Jalalu. I was speaking to a friend of mine this morning, and she was saying that she is expecting a new wave of COVID to come into the United States from other countries. And this is a wave, she said, that is... this virus is a cross or a combination of the viruses from India and from the UK, and this is found in Vietnam, and they're expecting that to hit the United States maybe around October or something like that, September, October. So apart from being impressed with the khudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, where we truly learn another version of the meaning of the word or the phrase global village, and we truly learn the meaning of international travel and what it actually means, or one aspect of it rather, let me say. Apart from all that, so this friend of mine said, well, I'm staying at home and I'm, you know, keeping myself protected and so on. So I said to myself, COVID or no COVID, one day we die. There is nothing in the world that is going to prevent us from death. Now, when you are dying or when you are dead, right, I don't mean the Allah protect us from dying in pain and suffering, but I'm saying when you are dead, does it matter whether you died of hypertension or you died of cardiac failure or you died of congestive heart failure or you died of cancer or you died of COVID or you died of influenza or you died because you met an elephant in the wrong place? I mean, what difference does it make? Right? Sure. As I told you, I'm not going into the aspect of the physical suffering of these, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prevent us from physical suffering leading to death or at the time of death. I always make this dua and I say, oh Allah, keep us ba iman wa yaqeen, ba izzat wa waqar, ba sihat wa afiyat, with iman and yaqeen, with faith and complete reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in perfect health and in perfect strength, and may Allah keep us with izzah, with prestige, with our dignity intact, dependent on nobody but Himself, Jalla Jalalu, till our last breath. And I ask Allah to take that breath in a state where we are praising Him and glorifying Him, and to take that breath in a state where He is pleased with us. So this dua I always make. I make it for you as well. But I'm saying that, think about it from the other angle, which is, it's running scared because of COVID. Now, that does not mean don't take precautions and whatnot. I mean, I don't know why I have to keep on giving these justifications and so on, but there are people who are all too ready to read into things that are never meant to be there. So when I'm saying don't run scared of COVID, I don't mean don't take precautions. By all means, please wear masks and whatnot, and you know, PE gowns where appropriate. I mean, take all the precautions, but remember that one day you will die, and remember one day I will die, right? And really what matters is, what state do we die in? Meaning state of iman, not state of the body, state of iman. What is the state that I die in, and in what condition do I go? Do I go with iman and yaqeen, or do I go without? Now, this is the thing that we have to keep in mind. It really doesn't matter how and what and where, because it is going to happen. There is nobody on the face of the earth who is going to escape death and who is going to escape dying. It's just the excuses, is just the, you know, what takes your life. That is, and this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who decides, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what He decides is the best. So anyway,
So that is the thing. But the thing that struck me was, apart from this whole COVID thing, was what is happening to us as human beings thanks to this COVID. And I remember again, the Quran is the best guide for us, and there is nothing that is superior to the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this state of people as it will be on the Day of Judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِي وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِي وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that people, the day when every person will flee, will run away from their own, siblings. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. The person will run away from his or her own siblings. They will not come to their aid. They will not help them. They will run away from them. وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِي. And even they will run away from their mother and father. وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِي. And they will run away from their spouses and from their children. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. My brothers and sisters, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us this reality right here in this world. For a person gets COVID, everybody leaves them. Call it what you want. Call it isolation, call it this, call it that. The person who still stays with their loved ones is a rare human being indeed. I am honored, hugely honored, to know one of them. When her mother got COVID, the attendant who was with the mother left and went away. And this dear friend of ours, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless her, protect her, and her husband and her children, and these are among my dearest friends in Hyderabad. I am deliberately not mentioning names because they would not want that to be mentioned. She went and took care of her mother until the mother died of COVID. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her mother Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la bi ghayri hisab and the daraja of a shaheed. And then this lady herself got COVID. And alhamdulillah, 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 Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw her through that. And alhamdulillah, she is now back home. The point I'm making is that that kind of a person, subhanAllah, this is insha'Allah, a person who's, we ask Allah to count her and write her among his awliya, insha'Allah. Now the point is that that is a rare person indeed. The vast majority of people will leave. If you get it, remember, you will be alone. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to take your life, you will die alone. Now this is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us, a sign of the Day of Judgment right here in this life. My brothers and sisters, let us benefit from this COVID. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Whatever musibat comes on you, does not come without the hukum of Allah, without the will of Allah. Everything which comes only with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He decreed it. Let us make the best of it, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Himself, بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرِ. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does, in His hand, there is only khair, there is only goodness. And what is the goodness in this? The goodness in this is to remind us about that which is inevitable, but the result is not inevitable. What is inevitable is death. What is not inevitable is Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us to take care of ourselves, to ensure that we live our lives in a way where death will come, whether it comes with, as I said, whether it comes with COVID or it comes for something else. May Allah protect us from all these things, but one day we will die. Even if we just slip away in our sleep, we will die. What is not inevitable is Jahannam. What is not inevitable is the ghadab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the anger of Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from His ghadab, to save us from His anger, and to enable us to live our lives in a way where He is pleased with us. And that when we meet death, it will be something that we have looked forward to. And we can say to Malakul Maut, Marhaba, Marhaba, Marhaba Bikum. Welcome, and we were waiting for you. Right? And we glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we recite the kalima, insha'Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us. My brothers and sisters, let us make the best of this. Let us make the best of something which is a test. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect everybody from COVID, but we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect everybody even more from His ghadab, from His anger, from His displeasure, and from Jahannam. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك الرحمن الرحيم.